This is Peter Holzapfel, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today and all week, we're going to tune in some of the best new music of 2021 that we heard all year. That's leading up to Friday night. WGXC will count down the top 100 songs on the last day of the year, December 31st on 90.7 FM. So tune in for that. But tune in today for that and the national headlines from the Public News Service and local better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate and more on the WGXC Morning Show. And it all begins after the local news, which is next. Stay tuned.
Waves controlled on air, in air, channel connection, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
Have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian-era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Greene County officials have received a new supply of KN95 masks to distribute to residents. The A shipment of 21,000 masks were received from the state last week. To facilitate the distribution, Greene County Public Health is looking for local community groups and organizations to serve as pickup points for the free masks. Quote, "We'll place them all around the county," unquote, Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin said. Quote, "They'll be in various locations like fire halls. The Emergency Operations Center, or EOC, has a list of places where we can drop these things off," unquote. Organization and community groups interested in distributing the masks are asked to contact Emergency Manager Specialist Dan King via email at emergency@gc911eoc.com. Greene County Emergency Services will distribute the masks to 25 locations throughout the county, including the Coxsackie Village Hall, the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Cairo, Durham Town Hall, the Athens Fire Department, the New Baltimore Animal Hospital, the Hermits Memorial Library in Coxsackie, and Catskill Village Hall. The county reported its 92nd death on December 23rd when an unidentified man in his 80s who had comorbidities died in the hospital. According to Grodin, the man was not vaccinated against COVID-19 at the time of his death. As of December 23rd, 66.1% of Greene County residents have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The county has reported 5,865 positive cases since the pandemic began in March 2020. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com.
Dan Walden is reporting in the Columbia paper that Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chica will not present a beating case involving a Columbia County Sheriff's deputy to the grand jury again after Columbia County Judge Richard Kowiek dismissed several charges against the four defendants on December 10th. Chica could have appealed the judge's decision or presented the case to a grand jury again. Instead, he will go to trial with far fewer and lesser charges. Kowiek dismissed second-degree gang assault charges against all four defendants and some other charges after four people beat Harold Handy of Kinderhook to near death at the home of a sheriff's deputy on July 5, 2020. The judge said there was insufficient evidence for the gang assault charges against former Valencia Gym owner Alex Rosenstrach, 38, County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosenstrach, 34, IRS Law Enforcement Agent Brian Hague, 37, and Corey Gaylord, 31, a contractor. Handy was hospitalized for 2 days and needed two surgeries because of the beating he took at the home of the Rosenstrachers on County Route 21. He had a large hematoma over his left eye and a broken orbital bone, and one of the surgeries was to put a plate to cover the area where the operation was performed, according to the judge's decision. Pretrial hearings on the few remaining charges will be held over 2 days starting April 4th, 2020 at 9:15 a.m. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Brenda J. Lyons reports in the Times Union about the widening election fraud probe in Rensselaer County, where a public housing apartment complex in Lansingburg is now the focus of investigation. There have been previous reports of Republicans filing absentee ballots on behalf of citizens without their knowledge. Now, Board of Elections records show that 45 absentee ballots were filed on behalf of residents in one apartment complex, many listing, quote, permanent illness or physical disability, unquote, as the reason for the absentee ballot. The newspaper quotes an anonymous source saying investigators visited the Lansingburg apartment complex on 114th Street earlier this week to interview residents, but it did not say if they were from the state police, FBI, or the state attorney general's office, who are all investigating the potential ballot fraud. The Times Union reported last month that a 32-year-old Rensselaer man had absentee ballots applied for on behalf of him and his wife by someone unknown to him. The man claimed he had never voted in an election or applied to vote by absentee ballot, and that someone had forged their signatures on the documents. And then days after that story was published in the Times Union, the tires on his vehicle were slashed outside his residence. Rensselaer Mayor Michael Stammel had his mobile phone seized during the investigation and has been about the only Republican whose name has emerged in the investigation to make any public comment. Quote, "I myself or nobody affiliated with me during the election process that I am aware of had anything to do with any wrongdoing with any absentee ballots or any voting intimidation or anything to do with the election other than assisting those people who wanted to vote by absentee ballots with their approvals," unquote, Stammel said a day after he was interviewed by an investigator. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Occupying Soup reports that state police are warning local seniors about a, and I quote, grandparent scam, end quote, on phone calls recently. Scammers phone claiming that someone's grandchild or other relative has been arrested and a bail as high as $30,000 needs to be paid immediately to get them out. In Chatham, the victims left $12,000 outside of their house to be picked up by a courier. In another case, state police say the callers got the victims to send payments of cash through the mail hidden inside old magazines. The calls also have claimed relatives are in serious accidents. Any phone request for cash should be treated skeptically, police say, first with a pause to figure things out and make calls to other relatives to confirm any details. Seniors should also phone the police for help if they are unsure about the call. Police also warn to never send cash through the mail or by prepaid debit cards or gift cards to send money to someone requesting it by phone. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting for the Times Union that the town boards of Caro, Hunter, and Windham have each voted to opt out of cannabis dispensaries, with many officials saying they did not want to sign on to anything before the state released regulations. Under the law, towns are able to opt back in at a future date. Windham Town Supervisor John Hoyt voted to opt out of allowing pot shops during a town board vote in early September. Quote, "I'll put it right out there. Any community that opted in is very foolish," unquote, he said. Quote, "because there's no guidance out there," unquote. Hoyt expressed reservations about marijuana itself and how his town, which he called a, quote, "family community," unquote, would adapt to it. While Windham will not benefit from any potential revenue by opting out, Hoyt said that gaining tax revenue was not a consideration when he cast his vote. Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin agreed, calling the revenue argument, quote, "insane," unquote. Grodin said, quote, "we shouldn't be salivating over the prospect of receiving tax income from this. The health implications are too severe," unquote. In fact, Grodin said he would prefer the, quote, "recriminalization," unquote, of pot. In Caro, the five-member town board voted against allowing dispensaries within the town borders in a split vote, with two members voting to allow them. One of the votes in favor of the dispensaries was cast by town supervisor-elect Jason Watts, who is set to be sworn in on January 1st. Quote, I want cash to come into the town of Caro. The town of Caro needs money, so I want that extra little bit of revenue," unquote, he said. Quote, "any kind of revenue is better than nothing," unquote. Current supervisor John Coyne was one of the three lawmakers against dispensaries. He said, quote, he voted on the side of caution, unquote, because regulations had not been decided upon by the state and a future town board could always opt back in. In Hunter, the dispensary vote was taken on December 13th. Town Supervisor Daryl Legge did not respond to calls for comment. As of December 24th, the towns of Ashland, Jewett, and Prattsville also had opted out of allowing dispensaries, according to the Rockefeller Institute of Government Marijuana Opt-Out Tracker. The town of Catskill voted to allow dispensaries, but will decide on whether to allow lounges after a mandated public hearing on the issue is held December 29th. The communities of New Baltimore, Lexington, and the village of Catskill are holding their public hearings and votes between Christmas and New Year's Day, according to the Rockefeller Institute. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Chloe Callahan reports in the Times Union about the obituary that went viral across the nation this week that was written by a man from Prattsville in Greene County. Andy Corin submitted electronically the obituary from the fellow Mountain Cafe in Hunter to the Fayetteville Observer about his mother, Renee Mandel Corin. The obituary began hinting at what was to come, and I quote, "A plus-size Jewish lady redneck died in El Paso Saturday," end quote. It went on to say, and I quote, "Renee lied a lot," end quote. A second section read, and I quote, "But on the plus side, Renee didn't cook, she didn't clean, and she was lousy with money too," end quote. The obituary also praised his mother for, and I quote, "dyeing her red roots, weekly manicures, dirty jokes, pier fishing, rolling joints, and buying dirty magazines," end quote. In a few days, the obituary had been shared, quoted, and liked by thousands of people all over the country. He said, and I quote, "how I write comes from a centered daily practice," end quote. Corin, who describes himself in the obituary as his mother's, and I quote, "favorite son, the gay one who writes catty obituaries in his spare time," end quote. Corin said he doubted that the newspaper would publish the obituary and did not think it would go viral. He had to go to Hunter to send the obituary because of the lack of internet service in Prattsville. Corin said of Prattsville, "I lived there during the dark days of the pandemic until now. It's been a tremendous blessing in my life. I love Greene County," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
The Daily Freeman is reporting that Opus 40 Sculpture Park, located in Saugerties, has received a $300,000 grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation for their repair and conservation of the park's 6.5-acre bluestone sculpture created by artist, sculptor, and Bard College professor Harvey Feit. This grant will match an award of the same amount from the National Park Service's Save America's Treasures program announced in September. The grants will underwrite repair and preservation to the sculpture at the center of Opus 40's 57-acre property. Quote, "I can say that on behalf of our board of directors, staff, and the many people from all over the world who spend time on our site admiring Harvey Feit's work each year, we could not be more pleased to be working with the wonderful staff of the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation to realize a multi-year program of sculpture repair and conservation at Opus 40, unquote, said Jonathan Becker, president of the Opus 40 board of directors, in a written statement. Opus 40 was also awarded a grant of $49,500 for general operating expenses in 2022 from the New York State Council on the Arts. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Monday there is a 20% chance of snow showers after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 31 and a low around 26 on Monday night. Tuesday should be mostly cloudy with a high of 41. And then Tuesday night, there is a 60% chance of rain or snow showers, as there'll be a low around 31. Wednesday, showers are likely, mainly before 7 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies during the day and a high of 40, low around 32. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. You have tuned in to all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM on Monday, December 27th, including at 10 a.m. We take off with the Afrosonic Taxi to hear tunes from Mayuka Sykes, Laku Mizik, and Kaja Nin, among others. Then at 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with Neil Young live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. At noon, it's time for the Deep Three show after the local news, today featuring new works from Nels Klein, Kamisi Washington, and Byron Westbrook, among others. At 2 p.m., it's time for the Vital Weekly show, which tunes into brand new music from around the world, including today music from Ernesto Diaz Infante, Martina Verhoeven, Manuel Mota, and others. Then the Roulette Intermedium space in Brooklyn hosts the Tracking the Odds show today, featuring works from J.A. Dean and Martin Schultz. At 7 p.m., Oliver Stone is the guest on the Law and Disorder show. Then Rob Van Erve hosts Everything All the Time at 8 p.m. on WGXC. And we hear the top tapes of 2021 at 10 p.m. from the Tabs Out cassette radio show on 90.7 FM WGXC.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
The Catskill High School Interact Club has scheduled its Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice for February 17th. The event meets at the Second Baptist Church in Catskill at 5 p.m. Then a candlelight march starts at 5:15 p.m. The group will march from the Second Baptist Church, that's at Upper Main Street on Catskill, to the Greene County Courthouse, to the Catskill Middle School lawn. That is Again, the Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice, February 17th, organized by the Catskill High School Interact Club. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about this event and many other community events in your area.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
His continuing to say that people should get vaccinated and articulating that to them, in my mind, is a good thing. I hope he keeps it up.
Chief White House Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci on former President Donald Trump's public support of COVID-19 vaccinations. Trump was recently booed by a conservative crowd when he said he received his booster shot. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says residents will receive $100 for getting their boosters. Meanwhile, a new study finds the COVID-19 vaccine saved the U.S. economy more than $400 billion. The shots lighten the load on the healthcare system and kept employees well enough to work. More than 6,000 flights worldwide were canceled over Christmas weekend as airlines continue to grapple with the Omicron variant and staffing shortages. Reuters transportation reporter David Shepherdson says the industry is shorthanded.
They're looking for more pilots, flight attendants, in part because, you know, some airlines offered significant buyouts and early retirements, and the demand has come back faster than some of those airlines had forecasted.
President Joe Biden and the First Lady hailed Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa in a statement Sunday. Tutu, 90, died the morning after Christmas in Cape Town. He was central to the movement that ended apartheid. Tornado damage in western Kentucky is complicating domestic violence prevention there. Tori Henninger of Bowling Green's Barren River Area Safe Space says a lack of phone or internet access, as well as the need for basic shelter, can prevent people from seeking help. She says that can cause a person to stay with their abuser.
There's a potential for increase in domestic violence when people feel threatened, when people are nervous and concerned and they don't have their needs met, when situations are heightened. Explosive abusive incidents occur.
Tax credits and payments to companies that capture and store carbon emissions are a key feature of President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion Build Back Better Act. State environmental advocates say West Virginia's economy could gain from that emerging technology. Jim Probst with the state's Citizens Climate Lobby.
So if West Virginians can find a way to capture carbon from the smokestacks of our coal-fired plants, they can keep them running, they keep coal miners working.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin continues to oppose Build Back Better, citing concerns over the bill's cost and inflation. Finally, NASA says so far so good for the world's most powerful telescope. The space agency successfully launched the James Webb Space Telescope into orbit and has, so far at least, been able to deploy the satellite's complex systems. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Find out where the music takes Byron Westbrook on the next Deep Threes when he lights the fuse on a bundle of sonic textures just waiting to explode. Plus tracks from Harold Budd, Kamasi Washington, and Daphne Oram remixed. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, December 27th. We are 98.9% of the way through the year. We have 83 days left until spring. And around 4 a.m. this morning, it is 24 degrees in Windham and 29 degrees in Hallahan Hill. Not much of a warm-up is in store. A high of 32 degrees is expected at 12 p.m. Winds will be low, so today will fall into the cold category. A good coat or several layers should keep you comfy out there. A little afternoon snow could pass through, but only a dusting is expected. Overnight, temperatures fall to 29 degrees before midnight. Then, a warming trend starts and precipitation will be mixed. But still light, no serious accumulation is expected, and it all ends by dawn. Then we get a dry Tuesday with a high of 44 degrees. After dark, it starts to cool quickly and precipitation will enter the area, beginning as rain and turning to snow overnight, then it looks like back to rain again on Wednesday morning, with chances for sleeting. A high of 41 and winds around 5 miles per hour will make it a dreary day. Thursday, a little bit more rain and a high of 43. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:59 a.m., high tide at 8:41 a.m., low tide again at 3:26 p.m., and high tide again at 8:39 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 35 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:16 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see the biggest sunspot of this boisterous cycle is now facing Earth, covering more than 140,000 kilometers end-to-end with dark cores larger than our planet. It is a good time for safe solar observing, and I mean it. Use proper filters or a projection setup so your eyes do not get burned right out of your skull. There's also a good chance for flares, so some possible shortwave blackouts could occur today. Solar wind speed is currently 333 kilometers per second at 6.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, then good conditions prevail below 8 megahertz and fair for all others. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 95, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of SVB of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting un-American behavior is 1 year in prison, or a $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364. Of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, everybody. All right. Thank you.
That was Six Organs of Admittance from 2021 with the single Somewhere in the Hexagon of Saturn on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Jaded Azarides is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bass player Mike Watt from the Minutemen. This is from their 2021 record Forthright. The song is called An Adult in His Own House is Also a Child.
He runs up the stairs two at a time. His hand skims the banister. His small boots leave dirt. His mother calls from the kitchen, but he doesn't answer. He needs to find something in his room. The one thing that will prove to his friend he isn't a liar. He looks in plastic bins filled with action figures and trading cards, but it isn't there. He looks under the bed where he stuffs unfinished homework and soiled clothes he doesn't want his mother to find. He opens the closet door, and there's so much stuff. Boxes and suitcases rammed into piles. Outgrown coats. Cracked leather shoes. His father's old suits. Funeral clothes draped in tissue paper. That the act of looking becomes a mountain. The house becomes a mountain house. Craggy and peaked. Damp and smelling of old leaves and metallic water. He is lost here. He needs a path out of this damp, dripping place, threaded with black streams that lead deep underground. He climbs, and the way is steep. The earth loose and strung with thick roots. He finds a toehold on a boulder and drags himself onto a ledge. Breathless, he scrambles for a vantage, loses his balance and tips forward on sheer, glistening rocks.
Thank you.
From the 2021 album Griet, This Is Important, that was the song Solidarity from Jeremy Pelt. Next, we hear The War on Drugs. This is their 2021 song Change from the album I Don't Live Here Anymore.
child. You are so beautiful and free. Little sun-kissed child, we place the world at your feet. Ooh, little sun-kissed child, you come from greatness, can't you see? And everyone is waiting to see your miracles and feats.
We'll be right back. sleigh. Oh, little sun-kissed child, we need your wisdom today. Sun-kissed child, hope your vision's greater than hay, 'cause we really need you to show us the way.